The petition in the Lord's Prayer, where we ask God to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, is an interesting phrase. We take note of it. We notice that there is some correlation between God's forgiveness to us and our forgiveness of others, but we tend to pass rather quickly over that verse. The verse that we do not tend to pass so quickly over is the one that comes two verses later where Jesus gives an explanation. And he says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That tends to get our attention a little more. And it tends to cause a fair amount of consternation and nervousness, and even some theological reflection, because we begin to wonder, do we somehow earn our forgiveness by forgiving others? Is forgiving others some kind of work? Or we begin to wonder, well, if we have trouble forgiving somebody, we fail to forgive somebody as perfectly as we should, is that the unforgivable sin? Is that something that lies beyond the blood of Jesus and beyond the ultimate sanctifying influence of the Holy Spirit? Well, it's none of those things. It's none of those things. But there is something very deep and profound going on here, and we need to tap into it. And what is going on here is the theme that we've seen with Jesus, not only throughout the Lord's Prayer, but throughout the entire Sermon on the Mount, which is that God, through Christ, is our Father. He was originally our Father in creation. We're created to be His images. In other words, His sons and daughters. We're created to be human beings that have a particular relationship with Him and grow to be like Him. We have certain capacities that enable us to do that, but fundamentally we imitate. Paul in the New Testament tells the disciples, he says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." In another place he says, "As good children, be imitators of God." That's what good children do. That's what we're meant to do. We're meant to be like Him. Now in Christ, Jesus is restoring us to all of that. He's restoring us to that kind of reflection because He's restoring us to that kind of relationship. And throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus keeps coming back to this theme that we might become like our Father. Even referring to God as Father was radical at that time, because the Jews in the first century wouldn't even say God's name. Now Jesus is telling them that He is your Father and you're to pray to Him as your Father. Earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said something interesting, and it relates to this. He said, "You've heard it said," in other words, there's a saying going around, "Love your neighbor, hate your enemy." But He says, "I say to you, love your enemies." Now, we often think that Jesus is coming up with a new kind of peace child theology there to replace the severe warlike theology of the Old Testament, but Jesus is actually quoting the Old Testament there, where He later says, you know, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. Paul also quotes that in the book of Romans. That's a quote from the Old Testament. That's what God taught all along. But He says, "You love your enemies, you bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Why? "That you may be sons of your Father in heaven." In other words, that you may be like God. That you may be like the Father. Now let's think about that. Because the Father, God is not somebody who forgives us in a stingy way. God is not somebody who forgives us reluctantly. There's been a strain of theology down through church history that tends to depict God the Father as this angry, this God who has real anger issues. Okay. But then you have nice Jesus who's kind of trying to keep his dad from losing his temper, but because his dad has to lose his temper against somebody, Jesus says, "Well, take it out on me." So the cross becomes like kind of like a drunken, angry man kicking the dog. That's not what's going on in the Bible. That's not what's going on. We're told it is God the Father who so loved the world that He gave His Son. The point is, God loves to forgive. He went to a lot of trouble to forgive. He paid a huge price to forgive. Giving his son is giving the only thing that would be more costly than giving himself. He gave the costliest thing possible to forgive. Now we're called to be like him. And here's the key, here's the radical key here, is that we're forgiven in Christ. That's in view here. We're asking God, forgive us our sins. But being forgiven in Christ, it makes us God's children, right? Being forgiven makes us God's children. It doesn't make us like him. Forgiving does. You see the difference? Being forgiven makes us God's sons and daughters, but it doesn't make us like him. Forgiving makes us like him because he paid the greatest price so that he might forgive. So when we want God to forgive us, but we refuse to forgive somebody else, and let's just say somebody that we're not imagining who did something against us, somebody who really did, somebody's treated us wrong, and sometimes very wrong, inexcusably wrong, cruelly wrong. If we refuse to forgive, it's not that we're failing to do the magic act, or we're failing to earn our forgiveness, or we're committing the unforgivable sin. What we're saying is, I don't want to be like God. I don't want to be like him. Which is another way of saying, I don't want to be his child. I don't want to be part of his family. Because if you're part of God's family, you take on the resemblance of the head of the family. That's the way it works. And so to be a child of God, we ultimately have to say in every circumstance, I want to be like my father. Which is means when we struggle to forgive, we fall to our knees and we seek God's grace that we might forgive. Because we want to be like him. We're not trying to earn our salvation. We want to be like our Father in heaven. And when we refuse to do that, when we harden ourselves, when we in effect say somebody else has committed the unpardonable sin against me, we are saying, I don't want to be your child. And that's what Jesus is getting at here. Soak up the forgiveness of God freely given to you. Let it flow through you. Be like the God who saved you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.